I've watched with mounting concern as religious persecution has been sanctioned at the highest levels of American government. At the center of this religious fight is a presidential executive order banning most travel to America from 7 majority Muslim countries. That's led to a showdown between the executive and judicial branches, a fight that will either undergird our government system of checks and balances or set us up for the kind of autonomous rule our founders fought against. After a federal appeals court upheld a temporary stay on the order, the Justice Department appealed, saying the president should have the unreviewable authority to suspend the admission of any class of aliens. But if unreviewable executive power were truly the law of the land, slavery would still be a reality. Women would not have the right to vote. White male property owners would be the only Americans enjoying the full rights of citizenship. Thanks to the checks and balances our founders put in place to protect Americans from tyranny, that's not the case. America's founders knew the dangers of unchecked executive power because they'd seen it firsthand, most poignantly in the realm of religion. They'd seen European monarchs persecute religious minorities. They'd seen government authorities torture or kill religious dissenters in the name of the king. They did not want the American president to wield that kind of power over religion, so they went beyond creating a system of checks and balances. They created a Bill of Rights. The first right in the First Amendment reads this way: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's no accident. The right to worship freely was a driving force for many who immigrated to America to escape religious tests. They came here so they wouldn't be persecuted for their beliefs. And today, we see Muslims targeted for the way they worship, and we watch as they're singled out for persecution. But history tells us that such religious tests can turn in an instant. Today it may be Muslims. Tomorrow it may be Catholics or Protestants or Jews. As Americans, we must decide if we're ready to become such a place. My prayer is that we do not. But if we do, God help us all. I'm Solomon Jones.